5577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. 14 says, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehu, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the mid spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. 15 and last, but I'll read for time's sake. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and you inhabitants, men people of Jerusalem. Thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours. But the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. This is for someone in here, not at Live Oak, not at New Avenue, someone in here. I know it is, because God, I wasn't even looking at that. This morning I wasn't looking at that, not that chapter. Don't talk from the subject just for a moment. Don't take no wooden nickels. Say that again. Boy, y'all got quiet on me. Good to go. Can you pin it down? As I was looking at, I was listening to Edward Fields the other morning, the other afternoon at my time. And he was telling me, he said, Eugene, he said, I went back home to New Orleans out of the night ward, and he said, I got my plot and everything. And he said, 1959, November 16, dash. And I thought about that. I said, mine said the same thing. Guess what? Yours said the same thing. Whatever you born, whatever year you was born in, the month and all that, that's where it starts at. But it's got an ending there. And I thought about my son, as my wife was saying, you know, she more of a person that gets emotional, I would say, more than I. I mean, because, you know, I know things gonna happen, and I know that as me being a leader in this town, people gonna talk about me, the devil gonna come at me unaware. I know this. Have you ever been a quarterback? You know, Drew Brees gonna get hit from every angle.
Amen.
You know, when you're a quarterback for the Lord, you're going to get hit.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you ain't a quarterback, you still going to get hit. Because the closer you get to the Lord,
yes,
the more the devil going to throw at you. That's why you got to be on your bended knees.
Amen.
Don't care how it looks, Brian. Looks can be the same. But you've got to do so. That is still on bended knees. I've been where you at. Doors were closed in my face. And look like the, and let me tell y'all something. Look like when y'all going through a storm, look like the devil trying to make a paint a picture that ain't no way out. Friends have stopped calling. And if they do call, they call them with all kind of stuff that can happen and all. Y'all know me like that? Well, I am. The battle is not your. You know what I'm saying? Was even bought me a big bottle of water. Good girl, right? You know, I think if he means well, I was sitting in the car, I was giving him some instructions, and I was trying to talk to him. I was saying, Stephen, you my little cousin, you know, and I say, I let you run around. And one thing about God, when he give you information from an anointed man of God, and you don't take heed, he'll whoop you, and then he'll send you right back.
Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will.
Because I ain't got time for no shutting down. If I can help you, I can help. And I'm going to tell you what God said to the Lord, man. Whether you get mad or not, because I want you to tell me the same thing. Because ain't no lies in heaven. Ain't no lying going to go through the gates. Ain't no fornicators going to go through that gate. You know, it had, my mom and grandma used to always say, child, you saw I just made it there by the skin of my teeth. Now, I don't know what that means. But you ain't gonna make it up that by the skin of your. No, you're not going through no pearly gates. Because my brother Larry Spotsfield did say, the gates are pearly now. And the Lord let Larry get that close, Brian. And there was about 8 people outside of Malachi's detail. But guess who he called to share it with? Me.
Amen.
He said, I played with God for 20 years. And Jesus was messing with him, told him, now you know I ain't lying, well, I called. He said, he got so sick, but I was one of the ones to go pray with him, his wife and then. He got so sick, I was listening at this, Brother Mac, Brother Brown, that he got that sick, he couldn't even put a raise on his face. But he trapped, God trapped him into a transition, almost at the gates of hell. And he said that, it's a city with gates tonight. It was at the 9th hour. We was going to pray because he was finna go back to Austin, Texas. I bet you he quit that the end job. Let me tell you something. God is not to be played with.
Amen.
At no time. You can sit up there and act a fool all you want. But if he pulled your coat in and say it's time to come on in, you got to go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said he was at the gates. And he said he wasn't down at the gates. He said, but there was horns going on. And I said, well, how did he look? He said, oh, his hair white like wool now. He said he told me to feel his hair. He said, when he got there to look, he said, he told me to look up. And he looked, the city was bright. I said, how the walls up? He said, the walls are there for now. That close to them.
All right.
He was in Houston. In Indiana, on his back, couldn't do nothing for himself, and you couldn't do nothing but pray.
That's it.
But I know prayer of a righteous man. I could call Larry right now and say, Larry, I need $1,000. He'll send you, because he know one thing. Stevenson, you prayed for me. I got down on my knees and prayed before they shipped him to Houston, and I said, I'll see you back again.
Yes, sir.
What I'm trying to say, you sit up there and pray with God all you want. I'm not going to miss church for nobody.
Now my little boy way in over there. My little boy, you think he's way in. He better go over there. He's doing something. He got to
I'm not going to miss church for him. Because I got to stand for my own self. I got to give an account for my own self. And I tell my wife, I said, Kendra, sometimes, you know, like we went for our anniversary and saw that movie, A Tyler Perry. You know, I'm crazy about a Tyler Perry, you know, from Harlem. But I dropped in. I was talking to you after the movie, but something else came over me. And I started thinking about, Lord, I got to be Jewish. But I'm not going to be Jewish like the kingdom. Because you put 90% of the Bible in me. And if I don't do what you say, you're going to send me straight. It's too much hell down here to go to hell. I'm black, gold in my mouth. Man, I don't need that. I know I'm black and fat.
Yeah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was talking the other day, and we was talking about, man, you know, how we was coming up, you know. And these children don't know all about all that, but I remember the straightening comb. I saw one. Y'all know about the straightening comb? Yeah, y'all know. And my sister thought she would find all my dough. And she used to take me on that straightening comb, put on the fire. But you had to go get the crown ball grease to make it work. And I worked without the comb. And we were so poor, we couldn't even. Well, I'm trying to show us color folks that we can survive. Because what don't sustain as no high blood pressure back then. Man, we go to Joe Biden's store, that's when we came up here from Arnie. We go to Joe Biden's store and get 10 cents worth of salt, 20 cents worth of sugar, 15 cents worth of flour, $1 worth of salt meat, and we had a meal with them red beans and rice. They taste good. You better not eat no salt down. More good old white folks to put all kinds of stuff in that food. Somebody ain't getting it, man. But they didn't get it. Let me go on back to the kids. Let me get it. What I'm trying to tell you is, don't forget where you come from. See, so many of us got a down or a nipple just because you up that ladder. The old folks say, just like you climb that ladder, you gonna be the same. Just because I wear a different suit every day of the week, that don't mean I'm better than you.
You're
right, man. The bad. Don't take no wooden nipple. And that's what we're doing sometimes. The church is taking wooden nipples. Satan got a lot of them. But you got to listen to God.
Amen.
You see, if Larry wouldn't have listened to God, he would be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to listen at the voice of the Lord. I don't care if it's wife, I don't care if it's daughter, you better listen to what God tells you instead of that other stuff. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. And the prophet in that time was Elijah.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jehoshaphat had a lot, let me say something. A king back then was like the president, okay?
All right.
And the prophet was like me, the preacher.
All right.
You see, if you go back in history, the Bible said that when the king got ready to do something, he always would go to the preacher first. Because the preacher quoted God's word.
Yeah.
And God's word was going to go out and it ain't going to come back for it. It ain't going to come in Isaiah 55. It's not going to go back, come back for it. No. Whatever God says, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know it? You see, if you look back in history from up to the 20th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles, the Bible said that when Solomon built God's house, in the 6th chapter of 2 Chronicles. Now the 5th chapter, man, was the church anniversary, okay? Because God had told David, you can't build my church because you got too much blood on your hand. You see, some of us done so much wrong, but that don't mean God won't forgive you. The only sin that God will not forgive is blasphemy the Holy Spirit. God had told him, he told Solomon, he said, Solomon, I don't dwell in no tents. That's it. Let's go back to the 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Okay, 2 Chronicles chapter 6 says, God was listening at Solomon's prayer. I'm trying to bring you up to something. Just the word now. And the Bible said that
when Solomon was down there praying in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and around about that 12th verse, the Bible said God came to Solomon by night.
Yeah.
Is it that? Is it that? Oh, I know it's in that. I know it's in that. And the Bible said that when he came to him by night, he said, if I let the locusts devour the land, if I shut up hell, or if I send rain and send pilsen, what's it to you?
Yeah.
But he said, if my people, I've been running all day. The missing mass for our Sunday door. I've been running for Jesus. I've been running for Jesus. And I'm not tired yet. Because I know it'll pay off after a while. See, the old folks say, serving the Lord will pay off after a while. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but serving the Lord. See, the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. When the devil took my child out there the other day on Good Friday, after Good Friday Chad, the devil was trying to kill me. But when I say Lord, I looked at my, I say, Lord, I got these deputies looking for my child, but you know where he is. As soon as I say that, because prayer is worse than a 357 Mac. Man, if you can get a prayer out to God, but God can move, can you? Then you make a donkey talk. Then you report the back seat and say, stretch out your rod, Moses. Then you talk to Moses at the burning bush and say, Moses, come out here. Take off your shoe. He feels say, keep on preaching, Eugene. You ain't gonna come and tell me. He said, you ain't gonna leave out anything. I said, sure, I ain't coming out of anything. He want me to come to church, you know, and preach over that song. Let me say something. You can't go where God don't want you to go. See, a lot of us not in our right standing. But if you're in your right standing, all kind of blessings are coming your way. All kind of goodness. He said, surely goodness and mercy. See, a lot of us don't like to hear the truth. Let me tell you something. The old folks say something and some for sin. I didn't want this. I said, Lord, you going to leave me alone because I'm going to sell me some more crack. I got cars out there. Now you going on about your business, Lord, because I know you're too holy. I had that much sense not to lie. And when Reverend Boots will look for me, I'll be running and ducking and dodging from me. So many people think they called to preach. Man, go sit out somewhere. Ain't no anointing you got. Is you doing it for the Lord or you doing it for your own self? I ain't doing this for my own self. I'll be looking at my deal right now.
All right.
Glory to God. My wife up there talking about, that's the movie. All right. I said, man, you crazy. You better get the scenario of what that movie talking about. Everyday life, you might find yourself up today, and then tomorrow you could be down on your behind, looking up, letting somebody bring you a glass of water. That's why I treat everybody.
I don't have no pickle issue
I treat everybody the same. Because you don't know who's going to have to help you along the way. Because on this journey, you have tears every now and then. On this journey, you have to cry and lay awake sometimes. On this journey, that devil going to send a death angel and knock on the door every now and then. And let me tell you something about God. God got a way of bringing folks together. Because he'll call them on in home.
Bible said
that Jehoshaphat was in trouble. Now, if you look in the Bible, they didn't go talk to them days of our lives and all that stuff. We love days of our lives, don't we? All my children. I just love giving me a ham sandwich, man. But I had to have mayonnaise and mustard and ketchup on it. I remember one time we was eating mayonnaise, they had nothing on them. The more folks say, well, that's all you're going to get. Yeah, because you're too. You know what I mean? So we don't talk to that child like that. That child is like, what? You better talk to them like that. Because they don't understand. Ooh, he has long. They don't understand that. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. Let me tell you something. When we came to church, we sit out was down, and we misstepped the word of God, and we didn't run around. When the preacher was up preaching, we sit out was down. That's just good now. When we sit at the table, even though we didn't have us some corn and rice and ground meat chopped up in it, y'all remember that? Y'all can go with me. Yeah, y'all remember that. Push, push, we prayed like we had a steak. We had a corn bread, they used to make that old time corn bread. Y'all remember that? They used to give me that old time delivery. That's good enough for me.
All
right. Oh my. Back to the text. Back to the text. Listen. I'm trying to help. It's for somebody in here that's been battling with some things. And you ain't telling nobody about it. You ain't telling your mother. You're not telling your wife. You're not telling your husband. You've been battling with something in your heart. I know what it is. It's just a draft in my spirit, but I'm not going to tell who it is. Let me tell you something to that person. You've got to open up your mouth and get down on your knees and say, forget the world, what they're saying. Forget what they're saying and say, Lord, I need. The devil is on my trail now. And if I don't watch the devil, how you going to remember? She don't care. So Stephen just said that. In Job 15:13, though he slay me. But I like Job 19:25. He said, though I stand in the latter days, I shall see my Redeemer. He ain't Job good. He said, a man born of a woman, a few days and four. Ain't God good? I've been running all week. I ain't getting but 2 hours sleep every day. Eating at 12 o'clock at night. Trying to eat a little something to keep on my stomach. Back running in front of them. And let me tell you something else. We've got to trust you. See, let me tell you something. Money that I had was a lot of money in these hands. But it wasn't my money. It was for the Lord. A lot of preachers know one thing about Eugene. He's honest. He ain't gonna steal from you. And if he ain't gonna, if he ain't gonna help you, he won't go. That's the difference between me. Because the Holy Ghost gonna change you inside out. See, let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is working in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Because if you look, they are praying from the 3rd verse to up to that 12th verse. They saying, oh Lord, oh Lord, if you would have let us alone, we could have destroyed these people. Don't you know they trying to tell God what to do? Amen. That's crazy. Amen. It's in the 12th verse. That's what they're saying. If they ain't saying it ain't go like that, it ain't, but that's what it's saying, okay? It's saying, oh Lord, if you would have just left us alone, we would be going through this now. Yeah. But now they coming up against us. And now they don't look what is happening. Not only it ain't one army, it ain't the Amorites. Now the Amorites crazy. But the Moabites, they pass crazy. Let me tell you how to get to the Moabites. Go to the 19th chapter of Genesis. And right about that 37th verse, the Moabites came with Lot two daughters. Okay? They saw their daddy drunk. One of them said, let's go in there. And then the other man, ain't nothing come. So they came again. But now today, they're not Moabites, they call them ISIS. That's history. I'm gonna give you something. I wish I could teach, but I ain't got time to teach. But I can teach you too. Look. And they began to have, they came out with a conceived children, okay? But the Moabites was always, they was Jews, but they was always against their relatives, okay? So that's how the Moabites come about. So you got the Moabites, the Amorites, and the others besides coming up against the children of Israel. This is your Bible. We read your Bible. That's in chapter 3. Verse 3. A messenger came and told Jehoshaphat what's going to go on. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to call the seer. And the seer began to speak to him and told him, go to the new courts. Now, God, one thing about God, he can't lie now. Because he just told them, if they just face Jerusalem, I hear their prayer. Don't you know prayer is a communion with the Lord? Don't you know prayer has got you where you're at now? You think you got there all by yourself? Better let me tell you something. You just lying and the truth ain't easy. Somebody pray for your black behind to be where you at, just like they prayed for me. You can be out there on the streets yourself. Yeah, you can. You ain't too holding down. Ain't nothing but you holding down. Let the flip come on. Whatever, man. 50 cent. Al Green showing up better not come on. You were sounding good the other day, man. Well, I said, boy, let me sit outside while I'll pet my feet. Well, Al Green sounds good every now and then. Ghetto boy.
Yes.
Too short. The ghetto. Y'all remember? And my good friend. I ain't gonna call her. She'll sign and I'll say. I said, well, get up off that floor, get up off that floor. Let me look, we, you know. But anyway, back to what I'm saying. Let me leave that alone. Let me say something. God is a good God. And God is gonna give you joy. I ain't gonna never preach your message and I'm looking like I'm sucking on a lemon or had some sour grapes in my mouth. You gotta be crazy. I'm gonna let the Lord, I'm gonna bless the Lord at all times. Yeah. My good friend Shirley Murdoch, that's who it is, okay? She didn't, she wasn't fat as she was back then. Let me leave that alone. Anyway, back to the chain, back to the chain. Now, look what God said. Now, God listen to Adam in 12, okay? But in 13 and 14, that's when they bring the praise. See, it's just something about praising God. When you praise God, when you begin to have some praise on your lips, I heard the sister earlier read Psalm 100 say, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
You just read that?
All ye land, serve the Lord with glad. Come before his presence with saints. Know ye not that the Lord is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. And I like that fourth verse of Psalm 100. It says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. And into his court. You, even though you got tears in your eyes, you got to say, Lord, I bless the Lord. I'm trying to preach too hard today. Y'all tired, y'all. I am, see? So that's when God began to get the glory. When Jehiel, the son of Asaph, now Asaph was over the music. He could sing like you be. He might have sang better than you, but he could sing like you, you know. But they began to praise the Lord in the new court. Notice they didn't go to their neighbor house. Well, I'm trying to help somebody there. Whatever you're going through, you got to face your situation and say, Lord, I'm putting you in the midst of this mess. Because the devil brought me to this mess, but you was able to bring me through this mess. Like see up front and say, I'm going through. Yeah, I'm going through. I don't know about you. I know it's written, yet though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil thou art. Because you're bigger than, my God is bigger than you, devil. You got some power. But my Jesus got all power. Because the other day before I closed this mess out, didn't you remember? See, God got time in his hand.
Yes,
Lord. Jesus hung around Stevenson, Mary, and Mark. That's the 11th chapter of John. But man, and the Bible said he got sick.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible said that they sent for Jesus.
Yes.
Now, Jesus, you've been hanging around these people in Bethlehem, and Bethlehem was I don't know why I'm getting on this, but Bethlehem was a town like a little small town, you know, with Jews in it, mixed Jews. And they sent for Jesus. And guess what Jesus did? You know what he did? He stays here 2 more days. Y'all not hearing it. When you're trying to rush God, man, get out the way. Because you're hitting your own blessing. God know how to step in. Look at Martha. Look what she said, Brian. Lord, she went mad. Because when he was at their house in the 10th chapter of Luke, the Bible said in that 42nd verse, the Bible said many multitude was at the house. And Martha began to tell Jesus, my sister is sitting down in this kitchen, but she need to come and help me feed these people and wash these old nasty dishes. But Jesus said, Martha, you come on about much. Mary choose the good thing.